Hello, and welcome to Revolutionize Your Love Life. Do you want to know more about love relationships? What makes them work? How to create the one of your best dreams? Do you want to be in a really healthy, juicy love relationship? In these podcasts, we will give ideas and practical advice to light your way. Whether you're looking for a love partner, already in a relationship you wish could be better, or leaving one that has run its course, there will be something to inspire, empower, and support you. Revolutionize Your Love Life is a fortnightly podcast where you will access the knowledge and wisdom of love experts and relationship coaches from across the world to help you find true fulfillment in love. I am your host, Heather Garbutt. Welcome. Hello, everyone. I'm here today with the lovely Catalina from Romania. She's a psychotherapist specialized in individual and group therapy, with a particular focus on supporting survivors and thrivers of narcissistic abuse, both women and men. With 23 years of experience of working with people, she's developed a deeply human, compassionate, and supportive approach, grounded in empathy and genuine respect for each person's path. For her, it's essential that every person she works with feels seen, heard, and understood. Welcome, Catalina.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Oh, it's a joy to have you. So today, Catalina and I are talking about thriving after narcissistic abuse. But firstly, we've agreed that Catalina would like to share her story. So could I invite you to do that? Today, Catalina and I are talking about thriving after narcissistic abuse. And you're going to tell your story, Catalina, I think, as a first option.
Yes, I'm 46 years old. I was a single mother. My son is an adult now. He's 23 years old. I'm a therapist and a speaker. And as you said, I help both men and women. I am a survivor, which is very good. And now I thrive, as you said, which is incredible, let's say.
You're absolutely glowing.
Thank you. Yeah. So for a survivor, it's really a very big deal, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I help men and women do the same. Actually, I was encouraged by many women to be a speaker because they told me that they don't have a voice yet. And that is why they wanted me to be their voice. So actually, I'm a voice for the voiceless, let's say. And I told them that I will do this, but I will also help them to have a voice by themselves.
This is wonderful work. And I think it's really important because it still has stigma and shame attached to it.
Yes, yes, a lot of shame.
Mm.
Yeah, and people are afraid to talk about it. They feel a lot of shame about it. And that is why they remain stuck in their marriages, in their relationship, let's say.
Yes, indeed. So
yeah.
What happened for you?
Well, I left all my narcissists. There were a lot. Yeah, and now I don't keep in touch with them.
That's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's interesting this, you know, because the number of people I know who are in the caring professions who attract narcissists, because people who
they have a lot of empathy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And narcissistic people can see somebody who's got so much to give.
Yeah. Yeah. They can feel that empathy and use it.
Yes.
Because, of course, we don't have boundaries without empathy. Yeah.
So how did you leave?
Well, I was young and maybe I had a lot of courage. Now I believe it would have been difficult, but I was young and I managed to leave. I had courage and I believe that energy of the youth, let's say.
Yes, it carried you forwards.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I understand as well that your people from your Facebook group really want to know what happened for you and how you did it and all of that. Is that something you're happy to share today?
I asked them what they would like from this podcast, and they told me that they would like to hear real stories. So maybe in the future you can invite other people too and hear stories, because it's important to see that survivors can thrive, that we can survive, we can escape those relationships, and that we can be glowing, as you said.
Yes.
I was raised by a narcissistic family. So I was raised or indoctrinated, better said, that I was worthless and so on. So after so many years of narcissism and gaslighting, it wasn't easy. And of course, I chose narcissistic partners because that's all I knew.
Yeah, that's what you thought loving connection was.
Love and connection, and a normal life. I didn't know of anything else. Now I get rid of all of them, partners and family, and I am glowing.
Yeah, this is great. It's really lovely. It's interesting that more and more people are making that connection between the sort of early narcissistic training in your family and then choosing narcissistic people later on. Yeah. Because so many, and I always joke that if I had £10 for everybody who told me they had a happy childhood,
$1 for every person that says this.
we could retire to the Caribbean now.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, if not later today. Yeah.
But if there are flights today, we can go today.
Yes.
So it wasn't easy. And of course, I couldn't be there for my child when he was very little. I mean, I was there, but I couldn't be connected properly, because with so much gaslighting and narcissists around me, I couldn't really be there, which is a pity, because those years, have gone. He's an adult now, but we are okay now.
That's good. I'm pleased to hear that. Yes, because if you're always, when you think about, being a young mum and having the gaslighting and the confusion,
The
the
confusion.
stress, how can you think? How can you be there for a child? Because you're walking on eggshells the whole time.
You need to fight against the narcissist, let's say bullshit
Yes.
and craziness, and you can't be there. You can't
No.
play with your child because you can't really play.
No. No.
You need to fight the gaslighting. You need to make sure you are not crazy. You need to think every situation twice, because people around you tell you that it's otherwise. So
Yeah.
this takes all your energy.
Yes. That's an important point you make in passing, that other people will say that the person who is narcissistic is fine because they cultivate that image to everybody else.
Yes, of course, friends and family and colleagues and But inside the family, they are not like this.
Absolutely.
That is why it's so important to talk about this, to know the signs and to be able to live. And I always tell the persons I work with to hire a lawyer, to go to a therapist, to find the courage and the strength and everything. And after that, just leave. With a very good plan, I mean, but after that, just leave, because every extra day is a day wasted. And the day it can be fatal. I mean, it's very dangerous because they gaslight you, and everything. So extra day is not okay.
No. It's very difficult because sometimes you doubt your own thoughts.
Reality.
Yeah.
Your own thoughts, your own reality. Now I'm 46 old, and I still have days when I doubt what I see, because after so many years of gaslighting, it's not easy.
No, it certainly isn't. It isn't. And I think there's something cultural as well that women are supposed to, look on the bright side and be caring.
And stay there. In
Yeah.
Romania, there are a lot of sayings. You can't leave the father of your children, or who will take you if you already have a child? Oh, nobody will accept you, and so on. Yeah, and that is why women remain there.
Yeah. So
Besides
that's.
shame, as you said, and the family doesn't support them because the family tells them, "Oh, you are a burden. You'll I don't know, be a shame to your family and so on." So because
God.
they have no help, they remain there.
That's a lot of pressure coming the other way.
Yes, yeah, and that's a cultural thing, and of course financial abuse and so on. So they have no other solution and just stay there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
which is a pity.
It is. I'm hearing too, you're talking about really getting your plan, really getting the support of people
Yeah.
outside of that network.
Yeah. Make a support group. So first contact a lawyer and make sure you know all the legal things. And after that, contact a therapist or a support group and have all the support you need. And only after that, leave.
Yeah, and I think it's quite important to find somebody who's very experienced in this field
Yeah.
because.
I heard a lot of women told me they went to therapist, and the therapist told them, "Oh, but he's such a good man." Oh, but no. So it's gaslighting from a therapist, which of course is not okay.
Exactly, because I think it's a very powerful thing that if you're not experienced in this field, it's almost difficult to believe that somebody could be doing that to your client.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
that is why the therapist gaslight their clients, and of course the clients believe them and don't leave. This is very dangerous.
Yeah. So tell me the next steps that you took.
The next step that I took was to go. Yeah, that was the first step actually. But back then I didn't know that everyone around me was a narcissist, and it would have been very helpful to know that. So I just left because I felt that something was not okay, but I didn't know what it was. I didn't know that it was narcissistic abuse, and that's all. It would have been incredibly useful to have all this information back then.
Yeah, it's only just coming out, really, isn't it? How
Yeah.
to identify narcissistic behavior.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's important now that we are talking about it, but many years ago, many years ago, we didn't know anything about this.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, so I left, but I didn't know to break up, everything. Because I didn't know that it can be post-separation abuse and things like that. I didn't know about gaslighting. Yeah, so I left believing all the things they told me, about life, about everything.
Wow.
Yeah, so it wasn't easy. So I managed to leave, but.
Yeah.
It's all this bags.
You can see the look of amazement on my face and in my tone. What a strong woman to
Yeah.
really trust your own instinct. There's something really off here.
Yeah, without knowing the information.
Yeah.
Yeah, and with everybody around me telling me that it's normal, that is what life is, and so on.
Oh,
And
bless
that I don't see things correctly.
you. How on earth did you hold your head together?
Well, I don't know. I
Wow.
really don't know.
Well, gosh. So
Yeah,
did you have a
probably my child helped me because he was there and I needed to be there for him. So
Yeah.
I was there and I survived. I haven't lived, but I survived.
Right.
Yeah,
Right.
but unfortunately, I haven't lived, which is a pity. Because, as I said, those years, have passed, and
Those are lost years. Yeah.
lost year.
Okay, so you have to promise me you're going to live double now.
Yeah, that's exactly what I intend to do. I go to a lot of holidays, I do a lot of things, and I just live because I have to make up for the lost years.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I need to live, I don't know, around 90 years old to be able to truly live.
Yes, to really catch up. Yeah.
Yeah, to really catch up. Yeah. And I will do this.
Yeah, great. I'm really pleased.
Yeah, let's meet in 10 years and
Absolutely. I want to check in. Yeah.
yeah, and
So
I'll give
did
you
you?
an update.
Yes. Yeah. Gosh, I shall be an old lady, but I shall keep track of you.
Yeah. Now we will be younger and younger.
Ah, I'm going for that too.
Because when we start living and not just surviving, we feel younger. And I really feel younger.
And I think all the hormones that are generated from stress age you. And when you live in joy and gratitude and freedom, then they rejuvenate you.
And when I go to I don't know, different places around the globe, I am very, very, very happy because I know that is, I don't know, it's something new for me. So I haven't lived before, so I am very happy. If when I go to trips to different people, they don't enjoy those places the same as I do because I'm really there and I'm really happy.
Savoring. Yes,
And they
brilliant.
just look, oh, it's okay, it's a landscape. And I'm, oh my God, it's so, so now I fully live.
That's so beautiful. And what a leader for the groups of people you're working with that you're shining like this. It's beautiful.
And
Beautiful.
women tell me that I give them hope.
If they can live as much as you do, there's a lot of life to live in the world.
And I'm doing my best to help them.
Gorgeous. So did you get a lawyer and a therapist?
I graduated law, but I didn't stay in that profession. And after that, I became a therapist.
And when you left, did you get yourself a lawyer? Did you get yourself a therapist?
No,
Which
neither
is
of them.
which you had.
No.
So
I
you
just
did
did
not.
everything by myself. I didn't contact back then a lawyer and a therapist.
You are a stunning woman. God, no wonder they follow you.
Thank you. But now I advise all of them to do this and to get the help from a therapist and a lawyer.
This is good. And to find a support network.
With people who understand you and support you and everything.
That's great.
It's very important not to feel that you not feel that you are alone, not to feel by yourself.
Because that can make you vulnerable and susceptible to further abuse.
Abuse from everybody around you, not only from partners.
I've done a podcast that I wrote myself, which is on empathy and narcissism, and how empaths are susceptible to narcissistic behavior. And if you are that warm person, you will attract more people who will take advantage of you. I think one of the biggest things, I count myself as an empath, that we have to learn is boundaries and separate.
And to see the signs and to live from the first signs. Not to find reasons. Oh, maybe he's like this because, oh, today was a bad day for him, or I don't know. No, just live. Just know what's best for you and live.
Don't make excuses for him.
Don't keep making excuses, you know? And a lot of women realize after they end the marriages that they have no idea who they are. This is very common. And they have no idea who they are. They were told that they are pom, 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 but they have no idea who they really are. So I'm working with them to finding out what are their needs, what they like, what they dislike, and so on.
It's wonderful work. Wonderful work. So tell me more about how you help people to leave and become more themselves, because
Well,
this is
first, I help them to realize that they are in a toxic relationship. And only after that to be able to leave the relationship and so on. So first, it's about surviving.
Okay.
And having the courage to leave because it's not so easy. We know about that.
Yeah, and finding somewhere safe to go.
And in Romania, there are a lot of murders lately. So it's very important this year were a lot of murders. So it's important to be safe first.
These are narcissistic murders.
And a lot of women were killed this year.
So,
So first it's important to be safe and only after that the rest of the steps.
Are there safe places to go in Romania? No, we have
No, not really. No.
no. We have Women's Aid over here, which
Oh.
are women-only spaces, but there's nothing like that there.
No. But
God.
maybe there will be in the future. Or at
Yeah.
least I don't know about any spaces like this. Maybe there are, but I don't know about them.
Right. Well, I hope there are somewhere. And this is even more necessary for you to be further known.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to be able to explain them that it's dangerous for their mind and for their family, for their children to stay in those relationships.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's
Yeah.
great.
I think gaslighting is the worst thing from this relationship. That's my personal opinion,
I
because you
agree.
become so confused that you have no idea what's real, what's not, if you are crazy, if you are not, and so on.
Yes, I completely agree. Yeah.
Yeah, and after that, you can't leave or you can't see the reality correctly, and so on. And you are
No.
sure that the others around you are right, and you are always
Absolutely.
wrong.
Yeah. And I think it's very powerful at the moment as well. You know, the whole of the common culture is being gaslit.
Yeah.
And so it's becoming a sort of norm.
Yeah.
And that's another layer to fight against.
Yes. Yeah. But it's very difficult to fight. For example, the women I work with, we have 1 hour therapy per week. The session is 1 hour. So it's only 1 hour per week. And they are with their narcissist for the entire week.
Yeah.
Seven days, 24 hours per day. Yeah, so it's not easy to, you know, to make up in 1 hour what they destroy in an entire week.
No, indeed, indeed.
Yeah, so
But
I
I
do
can.
my best. I help them in that hour, but after that, they go back to the same place,
Yeah.
the same environment, and it's difficult.
Yeah.
And the next week when they come, you know, it's the narcissist destroyed most of what we worked.
Yeah,
And we
yeah.
start again.
The narcissistic person is sort of saying against everything that you've done,
Yeah.
so that your client is working from the ground up again,
Yeah. And
but
that is
not
why it's so
quite because
difficult.
she
No,
keeps it.
yeah. Of course, not quite. Yeah.
Yeah,
But of course, the narcissist destroys a lot. And
yeah.
the narcissist convinces women, or let's say partners, to give up therapy. Because
Yes.
in therapy only stupid things I don't know you learn, or the therapist is crazy, or you I don't know you behave weirdly since you are in therapy, and so on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so that is why it's even more difficult.
Yeah. Or even you must be crazy because you need a therapist.
Yeah, and usually a lot of men use this against their wives in the court.
Oh.
Yeah, because they say, oh, she went to therapy, so she's crazy. She can't keep the children.
Oh, how awful. There's
Yeah.
a lot pressing against her leaving.
Yeah. And in Romania, there is this threat that if you leave me, I will take you your children. And that is why a lot of women don't leave,
Yeah.
because they are afraid of this.
What a nasty pinch to be in.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know what a difficult world to live in.
Yes, indeed. I'm glad they have you. I'm really glad they
Thank
have
you.
you.
Yeah, it's a dangerous world because you don't know which one is a narcissist, which one is you know, a safe person, and so on. And it's
Yes.
very difficult.
Yes. So let's assume for a minute that the person has got out and they're in
Yeah.
a safe place.
Yeah.
What do you suggest they do then? What do you do with them then?
To find out who they really are, and to
Right.
be able to find a job if they don't have one, and to be able to have financial support.
So this is really important. You're doing getting all the basics in place.
Yeah, because it's important to have money, so to pay for everything they need,
Yeah.
both for them and for their children, and to be able to pay for rent or so on. And
Yeah.
after that, to know what they like, to be able
Yes.
to go for it. Because
So
if they need to find a job, most of them don't know what job would be okay for them.
Okay.
Because they were told and told and told that they are worthless, that they can't do anything, and so on, that they have no idea that they can really do something. And if they have no idea what job.
Yes, I see, because they don't know what their talents are.
Yes, yes, yeah. Or if they have any.
Yes. And I guess the fundamental stuff, they don't know what their feelings and needs are, let alone aspirations.
Yeah, they don't have aspiration, most of them, yeah. But they don't know their needs because they were told that they are forbidden to have needs. They are forbidden to have a voice and so on.
Right.
They are forbidden to complain, of course. So they just stay there.
And would you tell me a story, if you can think of one coming to mind, of somebody that you've helped and where they are now, aside from yourself?
Well, a lot of women are, I don't know, very thriving, yes, just like me. And a lot of them are helping other persons too.
Oh, that's
So not
lovely.
only that survive, but they do the same. And of
So,
course, I'm very, very proud of them.
oh, yes. That this is such, it's almost a small movement you're starting that could become a big wave. It's great. It's
I
great.
really hope to do this. Yeah,
So,
but of course, it's not easy for them to live, and not all of them can do this or can thrive or so on.
yes, of course. No.
Yeah, and they are okay with their marriages, even though I'm doing my best to show them that it's toxic and so on. They say that it's normal, it's okay, and with some, I can't help them.
No.
Yeah, and they remain
Catching
there.
them. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Yeah. I feel
So
very bad about this.
you can work with people in English. Do you work online if
Yeah,
people?
both Romanian and English, yeah, online.
That's wonderful. So what I'm going to do, rather than read out all of your contact details, I'll put those in the show notes, so people can find you and work with you if they want to, and they can join your Facebook group if they want to.
Yeah.
That would be
I have a
lovely.
Facebook group, and there people help each other. It's a support group.
That's
Yeah,
wonderful.
it's very nice to see how they help each other, how they support each other, and so on. They don't know each other, but yeah.
They know the pattern and they know.
Yeah. And strangers help you more than family sometimes.
They do. They do. Well, yes, particularly if your family has been a narcissistic family.
Yeah. My family was, it was like a cult, so I couldn't have a voice. It wasn't really a cult, but it was like this.
Like one, yeah. May as well have been, yeah.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
I couldn't have a voice. So for me, having a voice today, it's wow.
That's really, really wonderful.
Yeah, because I was told that something bad would happen if I speak as a child and so on. So, yeah, it's quite a big deal.
It is. Thank you for speaking with me. This is just such beautiful work you're doing. Thank
Thank
you so
you.
much.
Yeah, and you are a relationship coach, so you are working with both men and women too, right?
I am. I tend not to work with couples.
Okay.
I work with individuals.
Yeah.
If they're wanting to find true love, making sure they don't find a narcissist.
Yeah.
Or if they're wanting to separate, I help them separate well so they can take care of their children, not spend all their money in the courts, and learn and grow and thrive, you know?
Yeah. So it's like a mediator. I mean, both, not a mediator in the legal sense of word, but like a mediator, you know?
No, I don't talk to the other half. I just empower one
Yeah.
side.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And is it rewarding for you? Do you
Oh,
like
I
it?
absolutely love it. I love it. I was just a straightforward psychotherapist for a long, long time. I dread to think how many years. But for the last 9 years now, I've been doing this work. It's so satisfying. Just watching people get married to really good others, you know, it's just so beautiful. Watching people come out of difficult relationships and thrive and
Yeah.
have new ones from everything that they've learned through us working together. I just love it. Absolutely love it.
So I will help them divorce, and after that, send them to you so you can help them find True love.
True love, yes.
Yeah, it's the next step. So
Thank
first
you.
they need to divorce, after that to heal, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, it's this step in the middle to heal, and after that to find the
Your true love.
Yeah, and how do you help them do this?
There's two programs that I do. I do conscious uncoupling, which helps them separate well, and I do calling in the one,
Yeah.
which is, you know, to find the love of your life, hopefully. And there's another one that I'm developing, which is setting up your new relationship on good footings. So that's about learning how to create trust and commitment, how to manage conflict, you know, before things escalate and get full of resentment, how to deal with things well, discussing all of the big things in life before you ever really get too intimate with each other, so that you know if you're on the same page.
Yeah,
I love that.
about money and children and places to live and
Career prospects and spirituality and sexuality. Yeah.
Yes, and values and what's important for each of them.
Exactly that.
Yeah. Do you get invitation to their weddings?
I have been to some weddings. Yes. It's
Oh,
just
how
lovely.
nice. Yeah, I believe you are very happy when you go there.
Oh, God, makes me cry.
But you may cry.
Yeah. Oh, it's joyful crying. It's just.
Yeah, of course. And we are allowed it to, I don't know, to feel what is necessary.
Yeah, what's real? Yeah.
Yeah. And what's real? Oh,
Yeah.
it's a great work you are doing. Do you work with the men and women or only
Both,
women?
yeah.
Oh.
Both. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It
Yeah.
seems to work well. I think the men that come are quite conscious already. So, you know, I suppose that's only natural, but, you know, everybody has revelations.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I really like is the uncovering the trauma. You know, like we said, everybody thinks they've had a happy early life. And it's just natural in our culture to be emotionally deprived, because there wasn't any emotional intelligence way back, you know, when our parents were parents. And I dread to think what sort of parent I would have been if I'd had children, because I didn't have that. And I was of an age and an era where it wasn't there either. So I'm sort of relieved I didn't, because I think I might have done harm from what I was given. I might have given that on, you know, anyway.
Yeah, in Romania it's the same, but it's never too late to have a strong bonding with
Your children, then.
with your children, even though they are adults.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you have woken up during his youth.
Yeah. So
So
it's never late.
No. And there's always time for apology and understanding and reconciliation. And adult to adult too. And we're going into a different area, but adult to adult too.
Yeah.
There's a deeper understanding, particularly as well when your children have children. They sort of realize what you were up against.
Yeah, I will be a fantastic grandmother.
You will,
Absolutely. And I will play a lot. I will play all day long with dolls or cars or whatever they want. And I will be there.
Oh, they're going to be a very, very lucky grandchild.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I will play a lot, that's for sure.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to make a pact. Play for the rest of our lives.
Yes, definitely.
All
Yeah,
right.
I will definitely do this because I don't want to waste any day of
No.
my life. I lost so many years that I don't have the time to lose
I get
a
it.
day
I
or
get
an
it.
hour. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I get it. I understand. I've been there too, although maybe not quite to the severity that you have, but I've been there too in the past. Yeah.
And do you enjoy life now?
I do. I really do. Yeah. Yes. So
Yeah,
do.
it's important that first we can breathe. That's
Yes.
very important. Yeah,
Yeah.
because survivors couldn't breathe, you know, and after that we can enjoy life to the fullest, of course.
It's
Yeah,
beautiful.
for the rest of our lives.
Let's make that an agreement between us. And
Yeah.
thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, let's. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life. I'd like to know what has been your biggest takeaway from this conversation. Do take a minute and share this with us, and visit us on our Facebook page. You can connect with me personally on my email at heather@heathergarbutt.com. If you can think of someone who will benefit from listening to this podcast, please do share it with them. If you have any feedback on how I can improve it, please do reach out to me, as I'm always keen to learn more. Thank you so much again for listening, and we'll meet again on the next episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life.